of the last item, number 12.
From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report regarding the activities and action plans of the Mental Health Redesign and Implementation Task Force. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Cologne, Ms. Lucy.
Ms. Lucy will give an overview.
All right.
Chairman West, Burma West had asked that we begin to submit a monthly report on the activities of the Redesign Task Force. So this month offers you the template. There's no need to sort of review some of the background, which is to say this committee did, this activity did come from this committee. In our January meeting, we had a very robust attendance of 19 members, along with our assistance team and 14 visitors and staff. We are very honored to have Supervisor Stanford join our group. The primary focus of the meeting was the collaboration and development of SMART goals. As you might recall, when we presented in December our implementation plan, we told you that we would be coming back in March with SMART goals that would SMART goals meaning very specific, time bound, achievable, realistic, measurable goals. We'd be coming back with those goals to add to our implementation plan. We've been working on those diligently in our action teams as well as a full task force. And the biggest discussion at the in January related to the development of the SMART goals. In addition, we have each of our action teams give a report out. Our quality action team is really having some very exciting activity. As part of our technical assistance, we have access to a data management group, and we're in the process of developing a community dashboard that will be looking at initially looking at capacity of the system, but eventually moving towards looking at outcomes in the system. The quality team is very excited about that and has been spending a lot of time looking at data elements, as well as talking about the need that to develop trust within the providers in the system, that we can all share our data and use it in a way that improves the system. Community linkages, you've already heard from Mr. Manthey. Again, looking very hard on some of the housing issues. Have been also looking at trying to get some data collection between ourselves and the Community Justice Council. That's another one of our SMART goals, and we're very excited about that. We continue to work on some of the housing things. The other issue that group has taken on largely is employment. And during the month, we had a sort of a summit on employment. We had a large meeting of both two action teams hosted a meeting to talk about employment and barriers to employment for people with mental illness and ways that we can begin to think about how to improve that. Additionally, the VHD hosted a two-day seminar with speakers from Dartmouth University talking about a evidence-based employment model called individual placement and support. That was well received and will provide some of the development that we can move forward. Person-centered care action team is taking a look at stigma and is building on some work that's been done by Mental Health America as well as NAMI. They're very interested in hosting public education meetings, and in fact have made a suggestion that they would like to work with the county board and see if they could do public education systems that might be hosted by county board supervisors to talk about stigma, access to resources, really talking about what is mental health. We know that one in four individuals is affected by either personally or in their family by people who have mental illness, yet it's a sort of a silent epidemic, and we need to think about how we might work on stigma. The workforce action team is working on, again, some of the areas that we have to look at as it relates to making sure that we have the needed individuals to support the mental health system. One of the things they're working on in particular is peer specialist pipeline. We had out of the $1.1 million initiatives that we had earlier in the year, there's $200,000 earmarked for peer specialists. That group is working on the development of the recommendations for the spending of that. In addition, we are seeing our space and Horizons Healthcare are co-sponsoring a peer specialist training program that's starting this month. And we had 30 slots, and we had 60 applicants for those 30 slots. So we do believe there is a need and an interest in becoming moving forward in terms of peer specialists. Lastly, we worked on the development of what we're calling a resource strategic team. This is to looking at some of the funding used both at acute and community services, particularly with a focus on looking at how we might look at how we might tap into some private funding, philanthropies, the sorts of things. Mr. Scott Gelzer from the Fannie Mae Beth Foundation brought forth this idea, and we need to do some additional work on this, but it's an idea that it's been embraced. Lastly, there was a report from the Community Services Branch about a very excellent presentation. They've been working, this is one of their initiatives, but they've been working with 16 different provider organizations on quality assurance projects. We're frequently asked, how do we know that our clients, our vendors are providing us quality? This was the perfect example of this. We asked each of these agencies to do one project as it relates to their intake process, and all 16 did something and then came with a storyboard, a poster presentation about the improvement that they'd made in their agencies related to intake. Next month, the things that we anticipate, actually next month's meeting will be early in February. Our meeting was a little bit late in January due to the holidays, but we'll be finalizing our SMART goals. We're doing additional teasing out of the resource strategy team. We'll be hearing from the community linkages about their conversations with the Community Justice Council. We'll hear more of the results of the employment summit that was held. Again, looking out again to look at some of the baseline goal setting data related to the number of peer specialists, how we can measure that, how we can look at utilization of our peer specialists. We've asked the Continuum of Care team to look at, in the $1.1 million plan, there's $400,000 put aside for case management. We've asked the Continuum of Care to make some recommendations about the best use of that money. We'll hear from about that. And we're also going to be hearing about a Continuum of Care is doing a survey on what they think are some of the gaps in our service, Continuum of Service. We'll be hearing about that. And then we'll hear again about the community dashboard and further development of the community dashboard. Our group will meet again on February 6th from 3 to 5. We certainly invite anybody to join us, and we're very happy to have Supervisor Stanford join us, and would like to see anybody else to join us. I think it's a very robust and busy time for the redesign groups.
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor Taylor.
I'll make a motion to receive and place on file.
Thank you very much. We'll motion for receive and place on file. Any comments or questions from the committee? Supervisor Stanford.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I had the opportunity to experience the redesign team, and I want to say you guys are doing great work. It was good to see the different action teams and their presentations on the SMART goals. It was a packed house. I just want to encourage you to keep up the good work and let you know I'm in support of your efforts, and I was pleased with what I saw, and I'm going to try to make as many as I can, and I encourage my colleagues to come with me. Thank you very much.
Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just further proof that we are on track to support the changing needs in mental health. And I think we're doing a great job, and just encourage you to keep going. So, and I had a great time touring the BHD facility with Supervisor Stamper a couple weeks ago, maybe last week. And very in-depth. Look at the services that we provide for a number of individuals in Milwaukee County that can't afford otherwise services that would be left out in the cold if Milwaukee County did not do it. So I think a lot of people don't realize that, and encourage even residents to look into the great services that we provide for our residents. Thank you.
The tour was great, but I left there wondering, did we experience the whole tour, because we were there for a while, so I don't want to, did we get everything?
Well, we gave you a sample of some of our long-term care units. We could certainly show you all of them, and we I would tell you that every day there's new activities and new new things going at BH.
Yeah. Really?
And no 2 days are the same.
Wow. Okay. All right. That's what I was wondering. It's the whole building. Well, I did get my exercise that day, didn't we?
Yes.
Long, snaking building. That's good.
You get more than exercise. They will come talk to you, too, personally. I would like to thank you for this report. And as you continue to give the county board more information, they can work with you as a good team. The more information we have, the better we understand. And I'd like to thank the committee for excellent.
Yeah,
I know. I'm trying to get this out because I'm adjourned real quick. Madam Clerk, you're not the first time I've dealt with me, okay? All right. Since my clerk wanted to have this motion real quick, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on item number 12. Place on file.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
4 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to receive and place this item on file is approved.
On that note, thank you for the information again. Keep working with the county board. This meeting is adjourned.